Hundreds of thousands of people could be the victims of a major cyber attack in Rhode Island. Officials confirmed the government benefit system was targeted, revealing the private data of anyone who used a state program within the last 8 years. The RI Bridges system was attacked earlier this month, unleashing what Rhode Island Governor Dan McKee called a major security threat. The hackers behind the leak are demanding a ransom, but authorities haven't confirmed how much money they're asking for. The cybercrime group gained thousands of social security and bank account numbers, as well as personal data, which investigators said could be released within the coming week. Breached programs include Medicaid, SNAP, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, the Child Care Assistance Program, Rhode Island Works, Long-Term Services and Supports, At-Home Cost Share Program, health insurance purchased through HealthSource RI. McKee held a press conference on Saturday, December 14th, urging the public to proactively protect their information, saying the data could be exposed at any time. There are things that can be done right now in advance of when potentially something could happen, McKee said. Deloitte, which maintains Rhode Island's benefits system, said it's currently in ongoing negotiations with the cyber criminals. We know this situation is alarming and it's stressful, McKee said. The government shut down its RI Bridges system and set up a toll-free hotline to help Rhode Islanders protect their information. Those directly impacted will receive a letter in the mail.